The recommendations to the Planning Commission come from a city-hired consultant to analyze the planning code and find ways to make it easier for affordable housing to get built in a town where more than half of the homes already built are second homes, and many of the others are so expensive that the workforce can't afford to live in them. City planner Hannah Tyler says the consultant suggested both immediate and long-term recommendations. The Planning Commission will consider the more immediate proposed changes.
And that's going to be allowing projects to go down to the zone required setbacks if they're less than 2 acres, allowing affordable housing projects to have an open space reduction to 30%. And when I say reduction, I mean currently it's higher than that and they have to ask for the reduction. And so what we're doing is making it a standard that they only require 30% open space. And of that 30%, we want to see 15% of that to be usable. We want usable open space to be available and accessible to everyone in a project. And then the last one would be, we're just going to be matching the parking requirements of affordable housing developments to that of all other projects in town. Currently, affordable housing projects have to provide one parking space per bedroom, and that ultimately becomes a lot more parking than what a normal person would have to require. And so we're just trying to make an even playing field.
The long-term recommendations, which will need more public vetting, include height increases and even more parking reductions.
We don't find that we're prepared to go forward with a height increase or parking reduction right now because we want to have a much bigger community conversation about both of those.
Currently, an affordable housing development is required to have 60% open space. Going down to half of that, or 30% as is being proposed, she says, is really only about a 15% decrease because the change, she says, only impacts infill projects, projects with less than 2 acres. Currently, she says, all master plan developments require only 45% open space, so she believes this will fit in with what is already built. Planning Director Bruce Erickson says they're still working on the numbers, but you wouldn't see more building volume unless a height increase is allowed. The Planning Commission has made lots of exceptions for affordable housing development, so why change the entire code rather than looking at each proposal on a case-by-case basis? Erickson says the council thinks the code restrictions are preventing developers from even considering a project.
The City Council wants to make the affordable housing process more accessible to the development community and with higher degrees of reliability. So it doesn't depend on my department or it doesn't depend on the Planning Commission discretionary use. This becomes more reliable and less discretionary. That's what the council wants us to do.
He admits that if the changes are made, they will have to work on the parking situation, especially in the historic district. The Park City Planning Commission meets Wednesday night starting at 5:30. This item is the first item on the regular agenda. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.